This is one gospel that no human in the world would agree to. Evidently, there's a mystery. And the mystery that Christ wants to bring out is the fact that God, because He is God, is absolute master of all His creatures. Which I dare say is the hardest lesson in life to learn. As you read, and you must have heard, did you hear the same gospel this morning? As often as we've heard these words of the Savior, we are understandably puzzled, and we cannot fully comprehend. Notice how wisely Christ tells the parable. It was customary in all the other countries in those days for vine dressers to, when the vines were ripe, to go along and find workmen on street corners, in taverns, anybody who picked the grapes. He went around early in the morning. The Greek text makes it 6 o'clock in the morning. And the men agreed to pay for the pay the denarius. Then, because there were so many grapes to pick, he only went around until, again, the Greek text makes it 5 o'clock in the evening. Yet, when it came to give out the wages, and the Jewish law prescribed that labor should be paid each day, makes sense. Notice the way the order began. He began paying those who came last. And they were not told how much they would get. The first ones were told explicitly what they were going to be paid. All the others were simply told, I will pay you a fair wage, but not specify how much. Understandably, those who were hired first, who to be exact, had worked for, well, 6 + 5 = 11 hours. They complained. How come you're getting only as much as these who came and sung at the very end of the day? Then the answer of the vine dresser, and what an answer to all of us. My friend, didn't you agree, and didn't I specify exactly how much you would get? And I would agree, yes. So your complaint is not over what you're getting. Your complaint is over what others are getting. and thus volition. God, because He is God, an absolute master of creation, which being defined as making something out of nothing. In case you haven't heard, we are something that God made out of nothing. Go to hear that. Because I made my holy hour this morning in the church next door on this gospel, and I was walking through the field and saw the grasshopper. Some hot kind of bird. I thought to myself, oh, I told the Lord, thanks for not making me a grasshopper. We have no more right to being what we are than the grasshopper has, and he shouldn't complain. Every creature is a huge and total gift of God. Nothing can have claims of nothing. This man is a profoundly moving command towards God speaking in my name. Stop looking at anyone else. What he or she has received. In the deepest sense of a divine command, mind your own business. You've got what you've got because I did. And the next time you see a grasshopper or a colony of ants, thank God you are not that lowly insect. It is not a watcher not to step on. And yet so many people make their lives, I don't say, uncomfortable or some almost unlivable because they are everlastingly looking at others. So she has this all in the face of a call. She doesn't have that. And 11 hours of hard work in the heat of an oriental sun is a cost. So if someone is getting off easier than you, in God's name, suppress the first thought of complaint. And that's our Lord, the great teacher, to help us realize and cherish what He has given to us, individually, what I have. And to be sure that I am faithful to what, either gifts of nature or blessings of grace, that I have received. can never, and this is a revealed pattern, never envy anyone. Either because of the hope they are spared that you have to carry, or the gift which they evidently possess that you evidently don't have. Use the gifts you have. Glorify God according to the measure of His goodness to you. Until Him, this is one of the great joys of heaven. We are told by the same Paul, under divine inspiration, stars will differ from stars, but no envy. Sure, one of the joys of heaven and eternity, or approximations of heaven on earth, is not only not to envy, but to praise God and thank Him for what He has given to others that perhaps has not given to you. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.